This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't watch it, but I've seen some of the clips. Biden's first press conference in 2 months was a disaster. The War Room's coming up in an hour. Owen Schroyer's going to be playing the whole thing, I'm told. So get ready for that. Wow. All right, I got sent this video this morning, and it actually made me cry. And not tears of joy, like I was crying earlier listening to Andrew Torba, but tears of pain. People thought the video was fake. I could tell it was real. The Soy Boy Dad, the UK. They got Sony involved in it, and it's the song Hallelujah. Turn to worshiping the poison vaccines, the mRNA, that doesn't protect you. You still can't go out once you take it. But it's the left literally worshiping medical tyranny, their new sacrament. Here is the Marsh family in the UK. This is real. They're editing all the comments. They don't like it on their YouTube. Here is the horror of the video.
I heard there was a rumor shared that COVID vaccines were unprepared or brutally censored and control you. Well, it goes like this. So for the fifth of people might have fallen for this. The thinking of opposing having new jobs.
Let's put up some headlines about India banning the jab. Children for this. The left loves taking over Christianity.
The science is strong and they've yielded proof. You won't score scales or camel's hoofs. They duly checked with
no, you'll
trials
just get cancer.
And then approved them.
That's right. It's not approved.
Biological warfare. They broke all records but still to care. So please do not refuse to have the new chance.
Simon approved the children.
Have the new job.
Hallelujah.
Have the new job.
The bondage of that father.
Have the new job. Have
the weak look in his eyes. He's mesmerized. Look at that father.
Well, maybe we all get misled. We see this poster on WhatsApp thread. They use conspiracy theories just to fool ya.
Yeah, like black men at Tuskegee.
It's not needle pricks to be scared about. The ones who birth this nonsense that subside and it's mistaken. Have a new job. Have a new
into Babylon.
Maybe
you know, human sacrifice for children is a pretty common thing. It's a great thrill for parents to leave their boys to be castrated. Their girls to little boys. They'll do it all to prove they're part of the system.
And it's not a trick
followers.
To get you faded. Not some change to our DNA.
Oh, no.
The COVID-fighting weapon has a new job.
Person in the UK wants
have
to stay locked down. Is there
the
Stockholm Syndrome?
Have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job.
What heroes. Hitler was bad for conscripting children in war. Well, he's wearing the non-threatening trendy pants.
There are some times we make a choice, a personal view, a protest voice, but other times we're part
that's
of
right.
something
my body,
greater.
My body, my choice, but not now.
So remember this ain't just for you.
That's right.
You're
if you don't take it, you're hurting others.
You're protecting others too, and every breath we save is hallelujah.
right. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. Bye-bye, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. Bye-bye, top baseball players that died.
Gimmerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have BrainForce Plus Nootropic back in stock. Gets 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
With regard to the filibuster, I believe we should go back to a position of the filibuster that existed just when I came to the United States Senate 120 years ago. And that is that it used to be required for the filibuster, and I had a card on this. I was going to give you the statistics, but you probably know them. That it used to be that from between 1917 and 1971, the filibuster existed. There were a total of 58 motions to break a filibuster. That whole time. Last year alone, there were five times that many. So it's being abused in a gigantic way. And for example, it used to be you had to stand there and talk and talk and talk and talk until you collapsed. And guess what? People got tired of talking and tired of collapsing. Filibusters broke down and we were able to break the filibuster, get a quorum and vote. So I strongly support moving in that direction, in addition to having an open mind about dealing with certain things that are just elemental to the functioning of our democracy, like the right to vote, like the basic right to vote. We've amended the filibuster in the past. But here's the deal. As you observed, I'm a fairly practical guy. I want to get things done. I want to get them done consistent with what we promised the American people. And in order to do that, in a 50-50 Senate, we've got to get to the place where I get 50 votes so that the Vice President of the United States can break the tie, or I get 51 votes without her. And so I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate. So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway, we're ready to get a lot done. And if we have to, if there's complete lockdown and chaos as a consequence of the filibuster, then we'll have to go beyond what I'm talking about.
It's a new virtue signal. Wrap a baby in plastic as it flails, reaching out for its mother. Put the state of medical tyranny between the mother and its child. Complete the takeover of the human race. This is the post-human era. Back in the mid-20th century, major universities conducted studies like the Milgram and Stanford studies, where they tested their psychology departments how far they could push their students to commit crimes as long as authority figures were telling them to do so. And they found that in almost every case, 90%+ of people would follow orders from authority figures to even kill people if ordered to do so. That's why I parallel what's happening with the whole COVID rollout and the lockdowns and the nonsensical social distancing and the masks that don't work and the lies about the COVID deaths and the vaccine damages as a giant Milgram psychological experiment. And that's what we're about to break down today. Is in late March 2021, the level of absurdity has reached proportions never before seen in human history.
And I'm down on my knees again. Thank you for the happiest year of my life.
The heartbreaking video you're seeing is a newborn baby in Europe wrapped in plastic to supposedly protect it from its mother so it can't touch its mother, despite the fact that hundreds of studies show it's had initial contact with the mother that activates the life force of the child. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a crime against humanity. This is a crime against our own biology. This is teaching us that we're dirty and evil and bad, and that humanity is a disease on the planet. This is the cult of the global warming eugenicist left. The death cult is teaching us that we're evil. The death cult is teaching us we're bad. It doesn't matter if all the science shows more human contact gives us a better immune system and makes us healthy. They're teaching us all to be the boy in the bubble who couldn't be in contact with any germs or he'd die. That's a very, very, very rare genetic disorder. But if you're not around other microbes growing up, if you don't play around in the dirt when you're a baby and put it in your mouth, you don't develop an immune system, and then you need the medical system for the rest of your life to give you constant drugs, constant antibiotics, constant inoculations to just keep you alive. We are witnessing the scientific dictatorship take control of the human family. We are witnessing the final revolution. The medical system is run by the most ruthless, out-of-control corporations, and they're simply testing to see what you will put up with. We've already submitted to abuse. We've already let them lock up our elders. We've already let them give us experimental vaccines. We've already let them shut down our schools and see suicide and drug addiction explode. We've already seen children performing band practice in pods out of the body snatchers. We've already witnessed people wearing large donuts around themselves as they go into bars and restaurants. This is absurdity. That's what cults ask you to do, things that are ridiculous, to do things that are against common sense, to prove your submission. Klaus Schwab and other globalists admit this is not about COVID. It's about teaching you that humans are dirty and bad and we need to be exterminated. It's about teaching you that you're obsolete, that you are non-essential.
You are obsolete. So where's what?
I am a human being. I exist.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions.
We are witnessing mass mind control. We are witnessing the true Chicken Little scenario, where psych warfare chiefs aided by big banks and the corporate media and government and the medical system are literally terrifying the public into total submission.
The globalists want our children so they don't develop and touch God's face. We have Jason Jones coming in with some of the incredible tyranny that's unfolding in studio in a moment. But here's part of the video. Texas man fights back against mask, invokes God. This is posted at man.video. Here's Nino Rodriguez in Midland, Texas. All of us should be doing this.
Oh, that's me.
I want to first and foremost say that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's the name above all names, and every knee shall bow, like it or not. When's enough enough? How many masks do you want to wear here? 10, 20? The whole box? What's next, y'all? A vaccine that's not even proven? Hasn't had clinical studies long term? What's next? Right? This man over here, this attorney from NYSD, harassed me at the door, me and my son. Is it because I'm a Hispanic minority? Or what's going on here? What do you want us to do, sir? Wear a star now? Because we don't want to wear a mask? You told me to stay away over here, away from everybody else? I'm not a leper. I'm not sick. I've never been sick. I got a report, too. I've got a report. Me and my whole family have never worn a mask one time. The greatest president in the world, Donald Trump, invited me to the White House, and I went to Washington, D.C., Dallas, Houston. I've been all across the nation, right, with no mask, ever. I refuse to wear one. Amen? And I never got the Rona. None of my family has got coronavirus. Here's my report, right? You don't hear my report because I get you these reports with no kind of proof whatsoever. But here's my report. It's the truth. So help me God. Every person that I know, they got coronavirus. First of all, they survived. Second of all, they all wore a mask, a face diaper.
breathing her hot breath all day. I've never worn a mask in my life, and I've never been sick. Neither have you, son. Have you been sick?
Nope.
See? So we never worn a mask. We never been sick. Yet you got COVID Karens, a mask police harassing. Like I said, the attorney here for MISD harassing me and a bunch of patriots telling us we have to leave once we speak. I'm not a leper. I'm not sick. So again, what's next? And when's enough enough? Last time I checked, it's the free country. Last time I checked, this is America. And you know what? My religious beliefs, why are they not accepted, right? I guess if I was BLM or LGBT, right, or a pro-masker, I guess everybody would love me a lot more. But since I'm a Hispanic minority with the Trump hat and the Jesus shirt, right, I get treated like so wickedly at the door. Basically, looking like the police want to arrest me for not wearing a mask. But thank God the governor had enough of this stuff and got rid of the mandate, which I think MISD needs to also. Because I'm going to tell you something. Your safety and your well-being is your responsibility, not mine. And newsflash, everybody, one day we're all going to die. The Bible says we are promised death. So what you need to do is get right with God. Give me the verse, son. This is my point. Where's my religious freedom? Where's my civil rights to get violated? I'm a minority, right? I'm a victim. I've been...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And Jason Jones is an Army veteran, best-selling author, produced a bunch of award-winning films. I mean, big movies with a lot of big stars. And they're Christian. And boy, is that swimming against the tide successfully. It's one thing to swim against the tide, other thing successfully. And he's welcome here anytime. You know, he moved from Hawaii that's been under martial law for a year. They're on Oahu, you know, the most populous island. He sent me a video a few days ago of George Floyd-level stuff, women being tortured, having their necks kneeled on for not wearing masks, they don't care, for trying to go out and demonstrate. We just showed you Idaho, pastors being arrested for having outdoor church. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is satanic. This is so obvious. And look at them torturing that woman that didn't even resist them. Why do they single her out? This is just totally demonic. We're going to play this next segment. But Jason Jones of movietomovement.com, thegreatcampaign.org, and, of course, the host of the Jason Jones Show. Great to see you again, my friend.
Alex, good to see you.
Saw at the Capitol deal on the 6th.
Yes, sir.
At all the events. You live just south of Austin now. Wow, what the hell's going on in Hawaii? What a wonderful state. What wonderful people. Why has it been singled out to be as bad as Australia?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. Australia, New Zealand, and Hawaii, they all have something in common. They're island communities. They can be abused. And what it lets us know is government will go as far as it can go. They'll take as much as they can take. In Texas, they can't take much, so they don't take much. In Hawaii, it was funny. Early on, they took everything from us, but you could fish and surf. They knew that they couldn't take that. So what we're seeing in Hawaii is that I was talking to business owners today. Is there any relief in sight? Is there any hope in sight that they're going to relax these restrictions? And they said they don't have any hope.
But what you say is key. Thomas Jefferson was asked famously, what is the level of tyranny we will accept? Or what is the tyranny tyrants will attempt? He said, whatever you put up with. So Stop submitting. It only makes it worse.
Yeah, well, in the problem
look on that camera. You tell folks what's going on.
Well, here's what's going on in Hawaii. In normal times, there's 7 people on a mortgage. On normal times, everyone in the house has 2 jobs. You have aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, all living together, all working together. So people are vulnerable. They're not going to step out of line because it's not just about themselves. They're thinking about their mother. They're thinking about their grandmother, their grandfather, their cousin, their niece. So they have a
very tribal, very communal.
It's a communal society, right? So everyone's taking care of everyone. So if you step out of line, everyone in your family is going to suffer. They know that. They take advantage of this. And now, if one person's working and 3
well,
people are out of work.
Hawaii was put under martial law by the U.S. It never got out. They banned them dancing. I mean, they've been under control forever.
Well, look, and this is what, why is Hawaii food insecure today? Because plantation owners overthrew the kingdom of Hawaii. This is what happened. A lot of my conservative friends don't want to hear it. This is exactly what happened.
I say give Hawaii back to the natives.
Yeah, the plantation owners, ag industry overthrew the state. They made an ag state. They brought people in from all over the world, the Philippines, Okinawa, China. And then with GATT 94, they destroyed the ag industry. They said, no, you are no longer part of the agricultural global community. And so now 90% of food in Hawaii.
They're the same thing as Jamaica.
And now look, 90% of the food in Hawaii has to be imported. When I was a young man, Hawaii was an ag state. The most wonderful time of the year was the ag fair. That's where it's an agriculture community. We were knit together through agriculture. They destroyed the agriculture community. They have made us food insecure. Hawaii is extremely vulnerable. We're 47. I'm sounding like President Obama. We're 47 out of 50 states with food security. It's going to increase by 50%. We're the furthest place in the world from any other place in the world. Right now, there's a ship in the Suez Canal that's stopping all those ships going back and forth, all that trade. Well, Hawaii is extremely vulnerable. So I've been spending the past since I left in July, I came to Texas. I told my friends, I'm not leaving Hawaii. I'm deploying, and I'm deploying to work on a plan to make Hawaii food secure. That's been my focus.
And again, any good governor or leader would want to make a island lock bread basket self-sufficient. You could be a net exporter like you used to be. I looked it up. You used to be exporting beef, right. Exporting coffee, exporting everything. Now, no.
No offense, Texas. Hawaii had Paniolos. We had cowboys before you did. Look it up. This is true. And
that's because they had the Spanish and Portuguese settling there.
Well, they had to bring the Mexican cowboys in there because a British admiral gave King Kamehameha some cattle. They went out of control. And then by the middle of the 19th century, we had a booming cattle business. We had a booming industry. And so now what? Instead of, they don't even talk about the
food.
That's
the Big Island mainly, right?
That's the Big Island. Parker Ranch was the biggest active ranch in the
world. I flew over to a helicopter. Damn, that was beautiful cows. I want to live in Hawaii. Much less a cow must love it.
No, and you know, my heart breaks, but listen, the regime forms your soul. The type of government you live in forms you. The agriculture industry formed the people of Hawaii. All the ethnicities, the cultures coming together, mixed with the missionaries, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, now there's this tyranny that will form souls. That will form who we are. That's why I had to get my children out of there, but I haven't stopped fighting. So here we were next week. We're launching.
So you're in Texas, but your spirit's still in Hawaii.
Oh, I'm still fighting for Hawaii. And you know, we were going
to
launch.
Believe me, brother, I was planning to move there. I knew it had problems, but watching this.
No, it's heartbreaking. So we were going to launch next week HawaiiFoodSecurity.com. Thanks to you, we're launching it right now. Go to HawaiiFoodSecurity.com. That's what my focus has been on, a plan to make Hawaii food independent and food secure. And then last week, on Saturday, I was driving back from Dallas where I was giving a speech to 500 people in Dallas, a blue city in a red state. But I got to speak to 500 people, signed autographs, shook hands, handed out books and movies, drove home. I was just feeling on top of the world. And I see a woman being brutalized by HPD going through what I went through a year ago.
That's right. You got choked. You got arrested.
Well, I didn't get choked, but they arrested me.
Well, they were grabbing at you. I remember.
That was the doctor, the fake facility where the woman struck me in the head.
You were attacked. I remember that.
I was attacked by a woman who was, they had a fake COVID site that I revealed was just nothing more than a movie set.
No one was there.
No one. But, you know, in the news, it was my.
You were there to get tested. Like, no one's there.
I was actually in February exposed to COVID. I landed. I had a mother-in-law that's elderly. I have a mother-in-law who's elderly. And, yeah, I got attacked. And then when the police arrested me, I was actually handcuffed by a student of mine 20 years before when I was a religion teacher. I taught him ethics. And to me, it was almost
surreal.
I felt like this was out of The Sound of Music or something. Here I was. I taught him in a Catholic school ethics. He's a police officer handcuffing me for what? Nothing. There were no charges. They kept me in a police car for 3 hours. This was almost a year ago. They released me, sent my money back with an apology letter. This woman who we saw thrown to the ground, they knelt on her neck. Guess what she was charged with? Nothing. She committed no crime.
That's how they do it. They commit the crime. And then don't even give you a charge so you can defend yourself.
No. And you know what breaks my heart? Hawaii is a small place. I have friends that work for HPD. The day I was arrested, my wife was babysitting for a friend of ours who works for HPD. She's a police officer. Because there was no daycare because of COVID, we became sort of a daycare for...
Well, that's it. We're not even against the police. They're destroying their own community.
Yeah, and you know, I feel sorry. You're a young father. You're a young mother. You work for HPD. And it has to be a horrible position. Not all of us have been blessed with whatever it is.
Well, the truth is, the globalists want to take Hawaii over. It's so beautiful. They want a police state.
That's what it is. I was thinking about that. What is this? They're destroying Hawaii. They don't want us food secure. They want to take all of that farmland. They want to develop it. All of those communities that were brought there in the early 20th century to work in the ag industry will be swept away. We're going to San Francisco, San Diego, Las Vegas, New Braunfels, where I live. I see Hawaii license plates all over the place. They're sweeping us away from our grandparents, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews.
So they're going to move Chinese in.
That's what it looks like they're doing.
Yeah, it's a deal.
So how do we stop it? We force food security. We force.
I agree. Let's talk about this victory plan with Jason Jones straight ahead.
Thanks, Alex.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com, the huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To be here with the great Jason Jones, best-selling author, amazing top filmmaker, Christian filmmaker, and he's got a friend or an individual he knows about who was at the event, had the event, Gary Cordery. We'll introduce him coming up here in just a few minutes, but first, introduce this to us, where they are in Hawaii and which island and what happened and why they just grabbed some innocent woman and start George Floyding her.
Yeah, you know, I don't really know why they chose her. She was wearing her mask. She was a Marine veteran with her two sons, her two children. there were hundreds and hundreds of people. You can even see in the video, they're not wearing masks. They arrested her. They didn't charge her with any crime. They said she was resisting arrest. Resisting arrest for what? She committed no crime. They said she didn't commit. They sent her without any charges. They arrested her, took her to the police station. No crime. And Gary Cordery of the Aloha Freedom Coalition was the organizer of this event, and it stunned everyone.
And again, I've watched the full video when you sent it to me a few days ago. She doesn't resist, and they are really putting their hands on her carotid arteries. Why would you do that?
It seemed personal. It seemed like...
And you don't know. You don't know why they picked her out.
Well, she doesn't know why. I talked to her friends. No one that was there knew. I talked to Nurse Erin, the hero Nurse Erin from Elmhurst Hospital. She was there as a speaker. She said it was so confusing.
And all because she wants to have an in-the-lockdown event.
Yeah.
If she'd have been Black Lives Matter, she'd have been fine. Why didn't she? Maybe she should have burned a building. She would have been a hero.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. That's a Marine right there. And she was wearing her mask. Her children see this. And this is what I mean by the regime forms us.
And they're like, oh, we're all suffocating you, but everything's okay. They get off on it. This is a satanic ritual. Guys, turn the audio up, please. Now they're going to take her to jail. Police are just sickening order followers. I'd love to see Hawaii free. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I got a feeling the tribal government's ran it to be freer.
You saw us. The police just walked by several people that had no masks on. She was wearing her mask before they threw her to the ground and it fell off.
They love it. Look at these women.
And the mayor, Blaine Giardi, who ran as a conservative, as a Republican, is now defending this, saying, well, she had a flag.
Maybe it's that she was wearing American flag pants. That tends to trigger leftists, the American flag.
Well, she had a flag when they attacked her. She was holding a flag.
Well, she was holding the flag. That's what it was.
And the mayor said, Mayor Blaine Giardi, who I was hopeful for, he said some things that have had me very hopeful. In fact, I shared a post on social media recently in support of him because he had a great press conference. But then he came out and said, well, she had a flag. It could have been used as a weapon. You know, I was mugged in D.C., and I successfully defended myself. So successfully that the police told me afterwards, you know, you could have run.
Well, you're a big guy. You're an MMA guy. But so tell us what happened in D.C.
Well, the police told me, listen, you know, next time just you had a, you know, you obviously are a trained fighter. You had a route. You could have run away. You could have gotten in trouble because you had access to avoid the mugging by running. So
that sounds like England, where they indict people that are mugged. So tell I didn't know. So, I know you got mugged in D.C.
A couple years ago, I was coming back from a speech near DuPont Circle. Was attacked. I wonder if he was a BL, not a.
Because you're a big guy. I wonder why the mother said a big guy.
I asked myself the same question. He was calling me old man before he attacked me, and but the police had told me they were good. They were on my side, but they said, hey, next time, if we ask you, if you say you were backed up against the wall, or say that there was nowhere to run. Because they asked me,
you felt cornered.
See, that's what the police told me to say. Say you felt cornered.
Yeah.
And so, was that the last resort for the use of violence? That's what I was thinking. I was thinking.
Again, I don't want to hate these police.
No.
These are degenerate thugs following orders. They're scum. I mean, I'm sorry. They're arresting a woman because they're triggered by red, white, and blue. This is pathetic.
Yeah, no. So, you know, my college roommate's an HPD officer. I have family and friends that work for HPD. And it's really sad that they're pitting against each other, and they're pitting people against each other in the same families because people are so scared.
No, I agree. We still got to call it out as you're doing.
No, I agree.
Tell us about this gentleman. Tell us about Gary and his organization. Bring him
up. Well, God bless Gary Cordery and all the folks in Hawaii that are continuing to stand up. It's been a year now, and they haven't been worn down. They haven't tapped out. They haven't surrendered. And Gary was there, and he witnessed the whole thing. So thank you, Gary, for being here. I don't know if we can.
Yeah, Gary, turn them up. Gary, thanks for joining us. Tell us about this event and what happened.
Well, the event was actually a part of the worldwide rally, the Freedom Rally on the 20th. So we
That's right.
They
were having
rally.
In London and in Berlin and in everywhere.
There's 100 cities that joined in a number of U.S. states. You have the flyer there on screen. It was a great rally. It was a fantastic day. Beautiful day in Hawaii. Great speakers like... you know, we had Dell Bigtree, we had Nurse Erin, Sheriff Mack, local speakers, Hula, comedy, the brothers on there, comedy so good, so much fun going on. The people were enjoying a beautiful day in the park in Hawaii.
And what happened? Why did they single out this woman?
You know, it's interesting. Early on in the day, the police started coming in, first 2, 4, 10, 12, 15, and by the time early afternoon came around, there was over 50 officers And they just were intimidating. You see them on the screen now. I see the image, the video image. They're talking to Sheriff Mack there. But they essentially started encircling the crowd. They made a couple of PA microphone things about social distancing and wearing your mask, although you couldn't hear it. It was from 200 feet away. It was garbled. Nevertheless, ultimately, early afternoon, around 4:30 or so, 4:15, a number of the officers circled the entire venue. At that point, there was about 500 people left. There was a rainstorm that came through. People had left. They saw the police. A lot of police were feeling intimidated. There was anxiety going on. They started to leave around. Rainstorm came. It stopped. Then the police encircled the group. They created a V from the back, and they just walked into the middle of the group. They didn't have any courtesy. They stepped over people, through people.
And so this is just an exercise in martial law. It's just, evil Americans are out in the park. Let's go harass them.
This gentleman you can see on the screen now, this was the gentleman that was arrested. It all started around him. They actually asked him to see his ID, and he asked the simple question back, do I have to share my ID? The officer stepped back, didn't say a single word. He just said, level two. At that point, they encircled him and went to arrest him. The person, the lady that got face planted, she actually reached out to him and said, do you want me to take your son? Because he had his son at his side. As soon as she did that, they turned on her and took her down. In front, her two kids were on her side as well. So the event became chaotic, it became disruptive, it nearly got violent. The people.
Yeah, these police, this is such a powder keg, because if the people want to overthrow the system, we're going to do it in 5 minutes. And they keep wanting, they know we've got the power, so they keep wanting to dominate us, so we submit. Don't they get, Jason, that's going to trigger the war?
Yeah, I don't understand it. If you can even hear the audio, and that you hear Pastor Stonebreaker from Calvary Chapel, Honolulu, in the back, and he's talking about how we love our police officers, that police officers we're supposed to respect.
Yeah, turn that up. Back that up and turn it up. He's like trying to be nice. Turn it up. Meanwhile, literally, if you were Black Lives Matter or Antifa, they would like you burn the city down. You'd be worshipped.
Yeah.
Well, you can see in the video, obviously, that there's nothing going on there. You see the flag there being held. That's the flag that began. That was the only action you could actually see from a distance. You could see the flag being jerked back and forth. One of the officers was trying to take the flag from the young lady. Ultimately, it ended up on the ground, which is so ironic. Nevertheless, I really believe that the truth is the currency of change in this conversation. We need to maintain the truth. I think there was some information that went out there that the officers were asking her whether she could breathe. It wasn't actually the officer saying that. It was a participant in the rally. I just want to bring clarity to that. But nevertheless, what happened there that day was just an act of intimidation. These guys, the SWAT team was in the back behind that huge monkey pod tree. There was a lot of guys with riot jackets.
Oh, yeah, this is all martial law training. They use the virus as the excuse. And this is all martial law training. We're going to go to break. I want to ask Gary, and I want to ask Jason Jones, what is the big event coming they're getting ready for? Dollar collapse, war, but it's all over the world. We're going to talk about it. Gary, how do people find your local Hawaii organization so they can get involved in the great work you're doing?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. It's the AlohaFreedomCoalition.org. It's a website. It's Facebook. Facebook, Instagram.
AlohaFreedomCoalition.org. Stay there. We're going to come right back to you. AlohaFreedomCoalition.org. What a beautiful place. What beautiful people.
I like the joke.
I was going to tell a COVID joke, but there's a 99.69% chance you won't get it. Ha ha! We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946.
800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up here in about 15 minutes. Jason Jones is going to host my Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. I'm coming in Saturday to tape a tape-to-air show for 2 hours. It'll be basically commercial-free. It'll air at 3 p.m. and then until 4 p.m. when he takes over. And Owen Schroyer does Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. And we're talking to Gary Cordery, who heads up one of the pro-freedom groups there in Hawaii, where we saw this disgusting police state action. This is just unbelievable. Now they're saying, oh, got to have a shot to get on a plane. Got to have one to go to a bar or restaurant in the UK. They promised they wouldn't. This is a takeover, Jason Jones. That's why you're talking about food security. You take that bread basket that is Hawaii, that is those incredible islands, that is Kauai, and then, of course, Kona, the big island, and all of it. These are just beautiful, like Garden of Edens. And I know they used to be giant net exporters, now giant net importers. How do we break this cycle of control?
You know, in the mid-90s, when I was a student at the University of Hawaii studying the genocides and democides of the 20th century, I saw that Oahu was probably the most vulnerable place in the world in the 21st century. That's what inspired me to write my first book, The Race to Save Our Century. It's like, how do we prevent democides, genocides, and total wars in the 21st century? How do we prevent the great famines? The famines in the Ukraine, the famine in China, where Mao killed 60 million Chinese. It was caused by one thing, taking power away from the local folks and putting it off to distant unelected bureaucracies. The famine in China did not end until the farmers bribed their way back onto the farms. That's how the government, the bureaucrats, the famine would have never ended in China. But the farmers, after 60 million dead, finally figured out we need to bribe our way back onto our farms, use food.
Innovated again.
The farmers saved China from famine after 60 million dead. How do we prevent famine in Hawaii? How do we prevent food insecurity in Hawaii? The people of Hawaii need to take back their food security. They need to import 10% of their food, not 90% of their food. And this is true, as you said, Alex, offline. Everyone in the world is vulnerable when you give power to distant, unelected bureaucracies. When our local officials are acting as nothing more than administrators for the World Health Organization.
We have plenty of coal power plants in Texas. Texas said, let us turn the coal up. They said, no. So the power went off. I mean, they did that. We are dependent.
100%. And I lived through that. 5 days, no electricity. Fortunately for me, we had a big fireplace, and I'm a prepper. And so while other families where people were really dying in Texas, we were reading books and playing board games, studying scripture. But we need, and that's because with a lot of your products that you're selling, Alex, it's saying take responsibility for your family. Do not count on bureaucrats. Do not count on the local grocery store.
Count on you not taking care of yourself. Gary, we really appreciate you. Any other points you'd like to have, we'd love to have you back on about Hawaii, because they're using you because you're small. They're controlling you. What happens to you today happens to us tomorrow.
Well, I would say that one of the things that's most concerning is this passport vaccine that they're trying to promote here. A lot of people are thinking about leaving Hawaii, seriously leaving Hawaii permanently, because they don't like the policies that are being mandated and implemented here. There's an agenda to mandate passport vaccines here, very similar to the one that's being voted on in Europe today. This is a nightmare. So if people want to make a stand, they want to call out something that's tangible that's going to affect everybody, this passport vaccine mandate is, to me, it's a tipping point for a lot of people. You can join our site. You can go to our site. You can help us. You can donate. There's a lot of ways to get involved. We're actually here to stand for the liberty of the people. We're not actually here to tell people how to live, whether they should wear a mask or take a shot. We're saying people have the right to self-govern.
Your body, your choice.
Your body, your choice. But in every area of our lives, we're people that have been given discernment. We have wisdom. We don't need to be told how to think. People can think for themselves, and then they can also have family in Ohana. So that's the other part that we're about. We're about creating family and an organization where people can actually live the life they want to live, not one that's
told. Well, I totally agree with you. I mean, here's what's happening. Hawaii's a magic place. It has a magic spirit. And just like New York or California are great places, they're forcing everyone out with policies to take them over. So I would leave if I was you, too. It's great to have you here in Texas, Mr. Jones. But at the same time, hang on for those that feel like that, because definitely Facebook owners trying to take tribal lands, they want it for themselves.
Yeah, they're sweeping people away. They've been sweeping people away since the early 90s when they destroyed the agriculture industry. The key to, just like the key to preservation of
Thomas
soil.
Thomas Jefferson said the key is farmers. Only real culture is growing things. It's not fiat currency. It's not Bitcoin, which I'm saying is fine. No, it's really families and farms and houses and men and women and children.
Yeah, and that beautiful spirit, that aloha spirit, in many ways grew up in the plantations. It grew up in an agriculture state. It grew up in a state that was a farm state. And once after GATT 94, after agriculture went away, it was very sorrowful and was really dramatic. It was overnight. I was fortunate to go to community college in the mid-90s, right after this happened. And so I was going to school with men that I thought were
happy people that were working in the fields.
Yeah, men that had been working in the fields their whole life were now in community college with me.
Because, you know, working in the fields is like a drug. You get high at doing that.
Strong,
healthy,
happy.
You're designed to be in the – it's like literally
– And check this out, Alex. Now their children were getting into management positions. Now their children were getting to go up in that industry. They came as immigrants. They worked in the fields. And now their children were going into management positions. And then, bam, it was all swept away.
And again, for those who don't know, you're supposed to do it. It feels good. Sorry. Go ahead, Gary.
I just want to illuminate, you know, the idea of aloha and family and ohana here is deeply rooted in the family. That's the issue. People here love family, spending time together, having dinner together, singing together, praying together, going to the beach together. It's all about family here. It's all about community, and it's all about relationship. So these tactics to divide and separate These are the tactics that are being used to destroy the family, the core sins of Aloha.
I agree. So do Hawaiians get pissed when the cops try to keep people from coming together?
You have to repeat that. I'm so sorry.
Are the Hawaiians getting mad then when the police are trying to keep people from coming together?
The Hawaiians have been, you know, standing for their own sovereignty for decades. They want their own voice. You know, when this first happened, what happened to the Hawaiian people was wrong. It was wrong. The way it went down, it was wrong. So they have their own issues. The Hawaiian community have their own issues. Nevertheless,
well, I just say Hawaii should declare its independence and throw the globalists out. How's that sound?
Oh, actually, there's a move going on. I can assure you.
My friend Leon Su
for a long time
is the ambassador for the Kingdom of Hawaii. Would love to come on your show and
get him on.
Yeah, we'll get him on. We'll get them on. Yeah.
No, I mean, America's already taken over, so it's gone already. We might as well just have a wife.
And they're godly people. They want godly government. They love America. They love the principles of America. They're just saying, hey, you illegally overthrew our government, which is 100% true. And we have to acknowledge that's true.
I will take the Hawaiian government of the people over Klaus Schwab, because we're under UN governance now. Just like they got overthrown, we're being overthrown by the New World Order.
Yeah, no. But I think that's part of the strategy, to divide all of us so that they can rule all of us.
I agree. So we come together against globalism.
That's right. And that's subsidiarity. Think local, live local, act local.
Beautiful. Hey, listen, sir, go ahead, Gary. Plug your website one more time.
AlohaFreedomCoalition.org.
I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. I got Owen Schroyer coming on for 3 hours. You're hosting the Sunday show. You'll get into the food revolution. But give us 30 seconds on that, a little bit more.
So because of the federal government and transnational trade agreements, Hawaii was removed from the global food production. So the idea we're proposing at HawaiiFoodSecurity.com, a food security act, which would say Hawaii must be subsidized to become food independent because you took away our farms, you took away our industry, you force us to take shipping.
Just like the National Petroleum Reserve, or just like we subsidize farmers, get out of the way of the farmers.
Get out of the way of farmers. You got in our way. We're 47 out of 50 states in food security. We're 47 out of 50 states in food subsidies. If we were 25 out of 50.
We used to supply the world. Now we don't.
Yeah, they crushed it. If we were 25 out of 50 states for ag subsidies, we would be food independent in 24 months.
And now Bill Gates is taking over.
The whole country.
All right, you're going to talk about it Sunday.
Yes, sir.
4 to 6 p.m. It's very important. Mr. Jones, thank you. What's the best website for you?
Well, you can go to HawaiiFoodSecurity.com. MovieToMovement.com is my website for my movies. And my podcast, The Jason Jones Show, is erupting thanks to you, so I brought you a hat.
Thank you, brother. We love your show. All right. Hey,
thanks,
Owen Schroyer, tell us what's coming up on your 3-hour transmission.
Well, the headline says it. Joe Biden seems confused at times during first official press conference on the New York Post. No, he's always confused. He can barely walk. He can barely talk. I will give him credit. He lasted for an hour up there, Alex. But we're going to be going over some of the clips, some of the highlights. We'll be responding to that in live time.
So you're going to cover the disaster that was the Joe Biden press conference.
Yeah, I mean, the lies that were told, the fumbling and bumbling, they're not going to be able to hide this. Even, I think, left-wing media is going to be forced to cover this. But they may not mind it now. I think they're getting ready to get Kamala in there anyway. So this could be the beginning of the end for Joe Biden. We're also going to have Dan Lyman coming up. Big news at the border. Big news coming out of Europe. Drew Hernandez, a guest on your show. I want to go deeper into the details of these men being put in hotel rooms with kids. That's a recipe for disaster. And then Dell Bigtree in studio for the 3rd hour today.
That is one hell of a transmission. The War Room at Infowars.com/show. And, of course, at Band.Video and on stations all over the country. Everybody tune in now to The War Room on the network feed on the front page of Infowars.com. Thank you so much, Owen Schroyer. All right. Great job, Jason Jones.
Thank you, sir.
And great job to the crew. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. He'll be hosting the Sunday show. Get ready for The War Room.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. World, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.